What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled Feminism is actually worse in Ukraine than it is in the West, believe it or not. Now I know a lot of you guys out there are gonna be like, how in the world can feminism be worse in a war-torn country than here in America? So I'm gonna explain to you how that works. You see, as more Ukrainian men die, as more Ukrainian men become disfigured because of the war, who's gonna replace them at all the jobs? Women. At the gym I'm at, there's a girl who works two jobs, two full-time jobs. That's 80 hours a week. And you know what? She's loving it, okay? So this girl is working 80 hours a week. They're making probably around $1,300 a month, which by Ukrainian standards is awesome, okay? Now, my Airbnb is 10 minutes away from where I am, okay? And it's costing me $550 a month, okay? Now, a lot of Ukrainian women, what they do is they ride the bus and they go a couple of kilometers outside the city center, okay? So all of a sudden, the apartments, they go down from $550 to maybe $250. Food here is dirt cheap, okay? You can eat good for $7 or $8 as a big man like myself. A woman can probably eat here for maybe $5. So if a woman is working two jobs, making about $1,200 a month, you know, $250, $300 goes to rent, $200 goes to food, the rest is her to have money to have fun with, okay? So what a lot of these women are doing, guys, is really low-skilled, low-stress jobs. Like, for example, a woman might be a pencil pusher at an insurance company. She might be a receptionist at a gym. And at the end of the day, those are very, very easy, no-brain jobs. But somebody has to do it, okay? So when I'm walking around, guys, I'm looking at all these restaurants, all these pubs, pretty much almost every establishment I see here in Ukraine, women are running it. Women are managing it. Women are working there. And they love it. Again, low-skilled, low-IQ jobs. It's cold here in Ukraine, so it's better for a woman to be spending 16 hours a day working. Hey, how you doing? And on top of that, not only is she getting paid, obviously, but at the same time, she's not using her heating. You guys need to understand, heating in Eastern Europe can easily add $200, $250 a month to one's bill. So when a woman is working 16 hours a day, obviously her employer is footing the heating bill. Not to mention these girls who work at like restaurants, they get to eat the food there. So these girls, they're not paying for their heating. They're not paying for their food. So really, these girls have to pay maybe like $250 a month for their apartment, and they're good. They're good, you know? So one of the things you guys need to understand out there is that male scarcity doesn't work. This is the crux of this video, okay? For all of you guys out there who watched the first couple of minutes of a video and bounce, you need to understand, male scarcity doesn't work, okay? As long as women are able to actually provide for themselves, that's all that matters to them. Now in America, we get all these women coming on TikTok, you know, complaining about being a boss bitch and they don't want to be that queen bee anymore. Those are women who are heavily in debt. The vast majority of their money is going towards rent, which is ridiculous in America. So yeah, of course, these women want to find some beta male simp to take care of them because they don't want to pay off their, they don't want to pay the high rent. They don't want to pay off their student debts. They would much rather have you do that for them, you know. But here in Ukraine, because everything is cheap, education, I don't know, it might be cheap or very or free, I don't know. And even if they don't have any education here, you know, what prohibits a woman flipping burgers at a kebab place? I know they don't flip burgers. No, actually, some kebab places actually serve burgers. So, you know, even if a Ukrainian girl does not have an education, what forbids her from working at a kebab factory, you know, making $600 a month? Nothing forbids her, you know? So, at the end of the day, guys, I want you to understand that a lot of these women out there, they're gonna be working. They're gonna waste their most fertile years working. What you guys need to understand is that, see, God has given women energy and fervor in their 20s and late teens to start a family with, okay? Now, that very same fervor and energy, women squander it on their so-called careers. And let's be honest, you know, a job stands for just over broke, you know? So all these girls out there who are having fun, you know, they're not saving money to buy an apartment. They're not saving money to invest. They're not doing any of that. You know, what they're really doing is that they're simply just squandering the money away, you know, because reasons, right? That's it, you know? They think that they're going to be able to work until the day they die, you know. They believe that, oh, I'll be making this type of money until the day I croak, you know. They don't, you know, like Islam said, man, women are intellectually deficient, you know. Like I've been saying for years, like Austria, the America.
USA?
Yes, really? Miami, yeah.
Really? Miami?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing in Ukraine?
I'm walking around enjoying Ukraine.
Only walking?
Yeah.
Why?
I like visiting different countries.
Why?
That's just what I do. I was in Poland. I was in
Warsaw. You was in Warsaw?
I was in Latvia.
Krakow. You know Krakow?
Krakow, yes.
It's a city in Poland.
I know. That's how I came here.
Beautiful.
Krakow, yeah, it was nice. I was only there a couple hours. I then hopped on a bus and I came here.
Some questions for you.
What?
Why you love Ukraine? Why?
Ukraine, it's an interesting place.
Why? Why?
That's a good question. That's what I'm trying to find out, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm walking around, looking at Ukraine, seeing what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
What is the capital of Ukraine?
Kyiv.
Yeah. What's the capital of Poland?
Warsaw.
Capital of Poland.
Warsaw. No, the camera is on me. It's not on you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the capital of USA?
Washington D.C.
Warsaw.
Washington. Washington, D.C. Yes.
How many years of old you?
Oh, my age, 42.
42?
Yes.
We 18.
Damn, that's young.
Two.
Yeah.
I 18 and he's 18. No, I'm straight. 18.
Good, good, good. Wow, 18 years old.
You're stunned.
Yeah, I'm twice your age. And add a couple more on top of that. Yeah.
You blogger?
Yeah, I just, yeah, like I
YouTube?
Said, I walk around.
YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube, stuff like that, you know, nothing big. So
how
I just...
How many subscribers on your channel?
Huh?
How many subscribers in your channel?
Like 2,000.
2,000? Ew!
That's nothing,
YouTube?
Yeah. Yeah, 2,000, that's nothing. I had a bigger channel in the past, but they deleted it. But that's okay. Yes.
Can we give?
Yeah, Instagram, yeah. It's, let me know when you're ready. Okay, it's, if you can write for me, Alpha, A-L-P-H-A, A, underscore, male,
me,
M-A-L-E,
M-A-L-E,
E, yes, underscore, life, that's me, that's,
life?
There, oh yeah, there I go, there, that's me, that's, there it is. That
Where
guy,
are you?
That
Where
guy,
are you?
that.
This?
Yes.
Yeah.
Follow.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm posting regular stuff all day from here, man. I go to cafes, I go to different restaurants, I post stuff, let people know what's going on.
I'm like your post.
Thank you.
Oh.
Cool, man. Yeah, yeah. What's your name?
Sviatoslav.
Sviatoslav. See, you Ukrainian is so hard. Ukrainian is so hard, man. I'm like, I tried to do Ukrainian for a little bit, and then I'm like, nah, I can't do it. Very few people here speak English. Very few people speak English. You're like one of the very few people I met who actually speaks English.
My English not so good, but I know it.
A little, yeah, compared to a lot of people here, you know a lot.
I can speak, but little.
You
not
can,
very good.
Yeah, 50-50, I mean, compared to what I've seen here so far, you're doing good, man.
My English is so good?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can comprehend
no,
it, you can talk
it. I know you, you know me.
Yeah, I mean, your English is good. I mean, 5 minutes ago, I didn't know who you are, but now I know who you are.
You know about war in Ukraine?
Of course. It's on the other side of the country.
It's not a problem for you?
No.
No?
No.
But it's very...
Dangerous
for you. No,
no? It's not dangerous.
No?
No. No.
You don't worry?
No, of course not. I'm going to tell you the truth about the Ukraine war, okay? The Ukraine...
Russia, it's Belarus.
No, it's not that. No.
Bad words?
No, I'm going to tell you the truth. The Ukrainian war is Russia and America, they're allies.
Are you know about war in Israel?
Yeah,
with Palestine.
Yeah.
It's too like Ukraine with Russia, it's like Israel with Palestine because it's American war.
Yeah, at the end of the day this is an American war because look, I was saying, okay, so Russia and America, they're in on it, okay? So the reason why this war is going on is because America and Russia, they don't want Europe to become too good.
Yeah.
So every now and then, Russia and America have to slap you back down. That's the whole point of this war. It has nothing to do with Orange Man bad or stick it to Putin, bro. This is all about keeping Europe down.
Because
America, Russia, they don't want you up. So they make all these fake wars to keep you guys down. That's the whole point of it. For example, there are apartments here in Ukraine that cost $100,000. You can't even get an apartment in Colombia for $100,000. But here in Ukraine, $100,000, you're living good. You can get an... Yeah.
I agree with you, but lots of young people from Ukraine, that.
Yeah, I know. See, that's...
You know it?
Yeah, I know. 500,000 people dead.
Lots of
people, yeah.
Young.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. See, they want to kill off young men. Because here's the thing. When you young guys die off... I was actually talking about this in the video. Guess who replaces you in the workplace? Woman.
Woman?
Yeah.
Why?
When you guys die. Go to any coffee shop. Go to any restaurant here. Who's working in there? Woman.
You know, in Israel army is women and men.
Yeah.
All. In Ukraine, only men.
Only men, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no.
See, why?
They want to kill off the men. They want to kill off men. See, in Israel, women don't go to war. They just say that that's all propaganda.
In America?
Huh?
In American army.
Me? Yeah. No, no, no. Mm-mm.
Ah, where are you from?
Miami.
USA.
Yeah, Miami.
Miami?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Almost. Technically, it's Boca Raton.
Miami.
Yeah, Boca Raton, which is next to Miami. Yeah.
Miami is very beautiful.
It is. Yeah. Very warm. Unlike here, but that's okay. During the day, it's warm, actually. So I like it here. Yeah.
You know Grivnia? Grivnia.
No.
Grivnia. Money, wallet.
It's money in Ukraine.
Wallet.
Wallet, yes.
What is grivna? 50 grivna.
Yeah.
It's like $50.
No, that's a dollar and that's a dollar and 10 cents.
$10, it's like 400 grivna.
More like 370.
Like $10, it's 400 grivna.
So, what's the name of the currency again?
Grivna.
Grivna?
Yeah.
Rivnia. See, this
Rivnia.
Is Rivnia. 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 Yeah. Rivnia.
Repeat, please.
Yeah.
Rivnia.
Rivnia.
Yeah.
See, this is why Ukrainian is so hard for me. Rivnia.
Yeah.
Rivnia.
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 Rivnia. Damn, I speak two languages, and this is the hardest. Rivnia. Arabic.
Arabic, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Arabic.
Ivrit.
Ivrit.
Yeah.
That's
Hebrew. Shalom.
Shalom, yeah.
Hebrew. Shalom. Yeah. Shalom.
Shalom bet, yeah.
Manishma.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Jewish. From my father's side, I'm Jewish.
Really?
So, yeah.
My mother is Jewish.
Yeah.
I know some Hebrew. I know some.
I know some Hebrew too. Hebrew is similar to Arabic. Shalom.
Manishma.
Achi. Achi means my brother.
I'm Kol Besader.
Say it again.
Kol Besader.
Don't understand that.
Kol besar in Hebrew is I'm okay.
Ah, okay.
I'm okay.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. Ahash times shlosh, chamesh, sheva, shmona, shesh, esher. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in Hebrew.
Say it again, one. Ahad, shmai, ahad.
Let's go. Ahad.
Ahad means one.
Ahad is one.
Yeah, yeah, like Arabic.
Echad in Hebrew, it's one in English.
Oh, okay.
Echad.
Echad, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In Hebrew, it's one.
Wahed is one in Arabic, too. It's very similar. Arabic and Hebrew is very similar. I used to learn, huh?
Because it's country between.
Yeah, country. Yeah. I used to understand Hebrew. Ani mevin ivrit, ketzad. Ani mevin means I know Hebrew. Tzat means a little. It's like trohi in Ukrainian.
You was in Israel?
I don't care about that stuff, man. It's all propaganda. At the end of the day, normal people are gonna suffer, man.
It's a very big problem.
It is a big problem, but at the end of the day, regular people are gonna suffer. That's it.
I love Israel.
Yeah.
I was in Israel twins.
I mean, I love Israel too. I love the biblical Israel, not the state.
It's very beautiful country.
Yeah, the Holy Land is beautiful, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, yeah. But at the end of the day, you're going to get a lot of Israelis coming here, man. Trust and believe. Because like I said, a lot of cheap apartments here. You're going to get a lot of Israelis coming here. Yes, yeah. That's why they'll come here. Yeah. That's why I'm here. I'm here before they come here.
But I have a lot of family in Israel.
Yeah.
Because
they go to Israel, they get the Israeli citizenship. Yeah, dual citizen.
Yeah, my family go to Israel when in Ukraine very difficult times. Yeah.
No, the difficult times will be in Israel and the easy times will be in Ukraine. That's what I'm telling you, man. Ukraine, what?
What do you say? Say in English, please. Скажи по-українськи. Скажи по-украински просто. He don't know
what?
English.
What did he say?
Because why? Because he don't study English in school.
Yeah, a lot of people here.
Man,
a lot of people here don't know English, man.
No, my English too not good.
No, compared to a lot of people here, you're doing good. A lot
my
of people.
Good?
Yeah, a lot of people here, they don't even know, hey, how you doing? They don't even know hello.
No, I can speak with you, but.
No, you're fine compared to a lot of people around here, dude. Yeah, this is probably the most English conversation I had with a Ukrainian person here in the past 3 days.
What words you know? Ukrainian words, what you know?
Oh,
Dobrý den, you know?
No, I know.
Privet,
that's Ukrainian for hello. I know Privet, I know Dasvidanya, and I know. Yeah, it means bye-bye.
Dasvidanya is Russian words.
Yeah, I know.
Ukrainian is do pobachenia.
Dobubachna.
It's like do svidaniya, like goodbye.
Yeah, dobubachna. Yeah, yeah.
Goodbye is like dobubachna.
Yeah.
You know, sho? Sho.
What?
It's like it means what? What?
Say it again, sho?
Sho is like what?
Sho?
Sho.
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 What? What?
Sho means like what? Like sho.
Yeah, yeah.
Sho. Okay.
How are you?
How are you?
How are you? It's okay. Like yak sprava.
Yaks?
Yak sprava.
Як справа?
It's Bravo. Like, how are you?
Okay, well, yeah, say it again.
How are you? I'm fine, thank you, and you?
Okay, як what again?
Як справа.
Як?
Справа.
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 Справи.
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 Як справи means how are you?
Як
справи, how are you? Okay, I'll remember that. Yeah, I'm trying to remember some of the greetings here. Як справи. Okay, I'll use that tomorrow when I go to the gym. Jak sprawy?
Are you going to the gym?
Yeah. I go to a
in
league.
Real?
Yeah, here. Yeah.
What's the gym?
League Fitness.
I'm going to Sport Life, you know?
No, I go to League Fitness.
How many kilograms you like?
Oh, no, here's the thing. I not a lot, and I'm going to tell you why. This shoulder is bad. So I can't do heavy weights like
I
that.
I do have problem with this.
Knees?
Because I'm football.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I have problem with this.
Yeah, see, I used to do gym when I was your age, and I ended up, you know, ruining my shoulders like 20 years ago, so.
Why?
Probably did something stupid in the gym. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I have no, I did something stupid, so. Oh well, I mean, at least I'm not dead, so that's a plus, I guess.
Alcoholic.
Yeah.
So good.
No, I guess most people here are alcoholic.
You know some bad words, Ukrainian bad words?
No, I don't.
Blat.
Blat? What does that mean?
Blat means
suka. It means suka.
Suka means bitch?
Yes.
Suka means bitch. Suka.
Stupid, it's durnay.
Durnay.
Yeah,
okay, dormir, it means stupid, but it's a lot like the Spanish dormir. Dormir means to sleep or something. Dormir.
Where you post this video? On
no.
YouTube?
No, it's still working. It's gonna be on YouTube, yeah.
YouTube?
Yeah.
Can you give me your channel?
It's the same thing as my Instagram.
Like Instagram, yeah?
Like Instagram, same thing on YouTube. Minus the underscores. So instead of underscore, it's a space. So suka in Ukrainian means bitch.
Yeah. You want smoke?
No, I don't smoke. No, I never smoke. No, I never smoke, man.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't smoke. Never did, never will.
Okay.
That's me. Yeah, that's me right there, man.
This video is in your Instagram? This video?
No, it's too long. Too long. No.
You cut?
TMW, too much work for me, man. Too much work. I like to do the easy stuff. So.
Don't take selfie, okay?
Yeah,
selfie.
Sure.
Yeah, don't take selfie.
Yeah. All right.
Together, bro.
All right.
1 second.
Lightning, yeah.
My father is...
this guy down selfie. Here.
Together.
Don't see.
Dead.
Иди сюда.
Давай это сфоткай.
Давай, сфоткай нас. Спешкой, спешкой, спешкой.
Good?
Там видно? Включи
спешку.
Oh, that's good.
iPhone 50 Pro Max.
Okay, thank you. Cool. Yeah.
What telephone you used?
Oh, this is an iPhone SE. And I'm going to... Yes, this is one of the smallest phones on the market. And the reason why I use it is that I do stuff on the internet. I do like web design. So if the website looks good on this phone, it will look good on any other phone. Because
you buy this telephone in America?
Of course. This phone was like...
I buy this telephone in Ukraine.
Ouch, ouch. How much was that phone? Like
$2,000.
Ouch! Damn, that phone in America is like what, $1,100, $1,200.
How much in Ukraine? 50 Pro Max. It's 50 Pro Max.
It's 50 what?
50 is a penis.
50,000?
No, 50. Yeah, 50 Pro Max.
15?
15 Pro Max.
Yeah, in America, I think it's like what, $1,200 maybe.
In Ukraine, 15 Pro Max. $2,000 this telephone.
Damn, that's expensive. See, this is why I tell you.
How many in Ukraine? Oi, how many in America?
Like $1,200. Like $1,200.
Shit.
See, this is why I tell you guys, buy your shit in America, man. At the end of the day,
Ukrainians scam.
Yeah, they scam. Yeah, I mean it's customs. Yeah. See, this is why I tell you guys, buy your shit in America. The only thing you save overseas is the rent, really.
I will go to America.
Maybe rent and just eating and like services. Other than that, I told you guys, buy your shit, especially electronics, in America.
Where you go?
I'm just walking around.
Where you live?
I live like 10 minutes away from here. I actually put it on Google Maps because
right,
I don't...
Left. Right.
That's a good question. I don't know. I think it's around there somewhere. I put it on Google Maps.
Okay, we need to go because...
Curfew.
Curfew. One second.
What time is it?
I'm translating because I'm not sure.
Okay, curfew means... Yeah. 12 o'clock, you have to be off the streets, guys.
Because when in Ukraine... when in Ukraine war, we need to go to 12 o'clock.
Yeah, 12 o'clock. This? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
Because police check. Yeah. Check all words.
Yeah.
All people.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they arrest you. What time is it? My Airbnb is like a 15-minute walk. Like a 15-minute walk, my Airbnb, so... Yeah, that's what I'm telling
you.
It's curfew. Yeah. That's what I was going to tell you.
It's very problem for me.
Why?
Yeah, because police can choke me. Police.
I
have very big problems. Because 18 years old.
Yeah.
And I can go to army.
You can?
Because I'm only 19 and in Ukraine bar.
Oh yeah, they can put you out. They
you
can.
You don't have problems because you're from USA.
Yeah, I don't have problems.
And you
yeah.
can walk all night.
Really? Damn! As an American. No, I'm not gonna try it. Yeah. I like being home at 12 o'clock anyway, man. I'm old. I can't be out until 1 or 2 in the morning anymore.
Bro, hello.
What tonight?
My name is Soslav.
Nice to meet you, bro.
Hello. Can you say hello to my friends?
Hello.
Second.
Yeah.
Okay, we go to home.
Okay.
Good luck.
Man, you're good following life. Me. Stay in touch with
yeah,
me, dude.
I'm fine.
Because here's the thing.
I follow for Instagram, YouTube.
Nice to meet
yeah,
you.
Same here. Because
okay.
Here's the thing. I'm here all day. I'm going to be here for a whole month, man.
I follow and I have to subscribe your... Oh,
yeah, it's Instagram and YouTube. Yeah,
yeah,
that's about it. And like I said, I'll be walking around here all day.
I'm watching your video.
Okay, sounds good, man.
Okay, good night.
All right, be safe out there. See you. Take care. You
good
too,
night,
man. Be safe. All right, dude. See
okay.
ya.
Good luck.
All right, you too.
Good luck.
Talk to you later. All right, guys. So apparently we made some friends. Well, at least they speak English. I mean, at least a Jewish guy did. See, this is what I'm trying to tell you, dudes. At the end of the day, guys, it's the Jews who are higher IQ that are going to be the most inquisitive ones out there, man. So, like I told you guys, at the end of the day, man, all this is just one big war to get rid of goyim, put women in the workplace, and boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka. That's all the Jews want, man. So, you guys out there watching this, if you believe that men dying, male scarcity is gonna bring women back to the table, it ain't, dudes. It ain't. As long as women can get attention from a beta male and they can have Chad, you know, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, that pussy at 1:45 in the morning, that's all these hoes care about, okay, guys? They're not gonna plan for the future, okay? You know, listen, I see women here like 70s, in their 80s. They're walking around with a cane. They're selling flowers on the side of the street. All that because these women did not plan ahead. Women don't plan ahead. You can't have a woman plan ahead any more than you can have a shark, a bear, a fly, a lion, a tiger plot ahead. This is what you guys need to understand, man. Women are animals. I've been saying that for years. And Astra D made a live stream a couple of weeks ago saying women are animals. He's a licensed psychologist. He went to college for this shit. Anyway, guys, I think I had everything I needed to say. Yes, at the end of the day, feminism is worse in Ukraine simply because men are dying off and they are replacing men in the work, in the workplace. And if you guys are smart, okay, real talk, real motherfucking talk, if you guys are smart and you have money, you would come to Ukraine, you would buy apartments, and you would set up small businesses like kebab, shawarma. Because I'm telling you guys right now, Ukraine is cheaper than Colombia. Okay, guys? Let me say that one more time. Ukraine is cheaper than Colombia. Okay? Trust and believe, when all this bullshit with Palestine is done, all these Jews, they're all gonna come here. They're all gonna buy property. They're all gonna raise up the prices. And boom, shaka, laka, 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 laka. You know, hyperinflation for these 304s. But they don't know that, guys. This is what you guys have to understand, man. And this is why I'm here. And I'm gonna end the video on this because I have to go before the curfew kicks in. At the end of the day, guys, what you need to understand, and understand this really good, okay? Always follow the Jews. Even though you may not have power, you may not have authority, always follow the Jews, okay? Think at least 3 steps ahead, okay? Because that's ultimately where the Jews are going. I'm telling you guys, the Jews, ultimately, they're gonna come back here. Like our Jewish friend said a couple of minutes ago, Israel is hella expensive. They're gonna come here. So if you got the money, you'll come here, buy an apartment, start a fucking kebab business, and boom, shaka, laka, 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 you beat the Jews. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.